do you describe the feeling?
August 2011.
Two international students landed at San Francisco Airport and Dominican University was there. What people didn't know was
these students were here to stay.
What about us?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet
America, hello Spain, this is What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willy in radio.dominican.edu. Right now it's 4:07 in California, 1 a.m. in Spain, so we are here 1 week again to talk about our life here, and we have two special guests, Natalia.
Hello. No, I'm not the guest.
You're not the guest.
This is my radio show.
Yeah. Who are the guests today?
On the one hand, we have with black skin and
white
dark
shirt.
Eyes, Yema Kelly. Hello, Yema. You can speak now.
Hello. How are you, Yema?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
And in the other side, we have another guest. He's not going to talk a lot.
He's with white skin.
Yeah, he doesn't speak English.
White skin, but also dark eyes. And he is...
Danny Franco. Hello, Danny.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
How are you guys?
Very good. Thanks.
Guys, no gays.
No, guys.
Yeah, this is Spanish humor, and we start with What About Us?
Yeah.
Hear the sound of San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco.
So, like I said before, we are here again with What About Us, and we're gonna talk right now with Yema Khalif. We're gonna interview him, and we're gonna know something else about Yema. I don't know if you know Yema. He's here. He's studying here in Dominican. So, hello, Yema. How are you?
Again.
Yeah. Are you better? Are you the same?
No. No, I'm not better. You know, if I can say the right word, is I'll be magnificent.
Okay, that's good.
That's right.
Yeah, that's better than better, right?
Yeah,
that's better. Like wonderful.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of cold outside, but you know, the weather here, it's kind of warm.
Okay, so you're studying here in Dominican?
Yes, I am.
And what year? Yes,
what year?
Yeah.
Freshman, senior?
First year student.
But sophomore, junior, senior?
I'm a transfer.
A transfer? Where?
I mean, you can call me a freshman if you want.
From where? Transfer from where?
Straight out of Kenya.
Kenya.
Yeah.
Or Jamaica. Jamaica,
oh, Jamaica.
That's, I think that's a long story. You will have to talk about it.
Yeah, you have to explain us. Yeah. Kenya, Jamaica, Jamaica, what? Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on?
With Yama Khalif.
With Yama Khalif. All right. Personally, I'm from Kenya, but I got family in Jamaica. You guys call it Jamaica, but back home we call it Jamaica.
Jamaica, Jamaica.
See, it's a slang thing. It's a slang thing, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got family right there, so I can speak some slang, Jamaican slang. Okay. It's English, but you know, it's slang. So.
Tell me something in Jamaican slang.
Tell you something in Jamaican slang. If I'm to greet you guys, I'm to go, you know, I'm to tell you something like Wagwan. Wagwan Rasta, Wagwan Bebe.
And what does it mean?
That means what's going on.
Wagwan?
Wagwan, it's like what's going on, but you know.
So it's really different.
Yeah, it's really different.
If you say that in Spain, Wagwan, man, it's like wow, wow, like a dog.
Like a dog.
Yeah, it's
different. Wow, man.
It's a different language. It's very beautiful once you get to, you know, to kind of understand it.
And do you speak also Swahili?
And I also speak Swahili, yeah.
And Swahili? Okay, go, Natalia.
Tell me, hey, how are you in Swahili?
Niaje.
Niaje.
And then you're supposed to say poa.
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 Yeah. Like bien? Yeah. Like good?
Yeah, good. Yeah, you're feeling good. You're feeling great.
Okay, yeah. That's good. So do you know Swahili? Do you know
Jamaican?
Jamaica, yeah.
And do you know English?
I know English.
And you know also French?
I also speak a little bit of French.
Oh my gosh, you must study international studies or something like that.
And
international
now,
relationship.
And now you should say something in French.
In French?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
That's easy.
Je m'appelle Yema.
Something else, more difficult.
C'est more difficult?
Yeah. Qu'est-ce que tu veux faire après? Après le programme?
Nah, I don't want to get into French. Man. Damn.
Okay,
nah.
Okay.
But it's been a while since I spoke it, so, you know.
Now we know which is your French.
Yeah. So, you said that you are transfer, and what is your major? What are you studying here?
I'm studying communications at Dominican, because, you know, that's, I love entertainment and all that.
Okay, wait. One communicator must talk louder. We don't hear you.
You don't hear me?
Come on, man.
You want me to shout on the mic?
You can shout, but don't shout and then go louder.
But don't yell.
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going to yell. I'm studying communications because I love entertainment and all that, you know, since
but
a young age.
What did you want to do exactly? Radio, television?
Yeah, I want to go into both radio and TV. You know?
Oh, you're
it's
an exigent.
Yeah.
Ambitious.
I'm very ambitious.
Yeah. I want to do that also. High five in the air.
It's good. High five to you.
So you want to stall our jobs?
You are going to be partners. We don't stall anything.
No.
Yeah, we're going to be partners.
That's
Natalia
a competition.
Right.
So, Yama, for example, you say you're going to be on radio. Doing what exactly? Like, do you like news? Do you like us? Talking about us? What do you want to do?
I want to have my own show.
Radio show.
And what do you want to talk about?
Like a radio show or a TV show? You know, one of those.
Okay, we are going first in radio. What do you want to do on radio?
In radio?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be the love doctor. I want to talk
love
about
doctor.
Love.
What is that?
The love doctor, like, you know, kind of give couples tips on how to have a healthy relationship with one another. And
in television?
And in television, I want to have a show about healthy living and basically just fun stuff and all that.
Okay, I have a proposal to Yama. I want to tell you that I'm also one communicator, and the day you are famous, please call me because I want to be with you.
Oh, yeah. That's
for working together like partners.
And we want to know another important thing. Do you want to work here in the United States or Kenya or Jamaica? Where?
Jamaica.
At the moment, I can really, you know, decide about that because I'm really open.
Yeah.
And I want to know how it's going to pan out, how everything's going to work out, you know. So I don't want to confine myself that I'm going to go work in Kenya or I'm going to go work in Jamaica or I'll stay in the United States because I want to keep my options open.
Okay. We are talking about future, but we don't know. You are from Kenya.
Yes,
and
I am.
And how many years, for how long are you here?
For how long? 3 more years.
Three or more?
Yeah.
And why, what, how are you here? Why did you choose, like, mom, I'm going to study to the United States? How did you change your life in that way?
Well,
how make you your decisions? What do you, well, why are you here?
You know, the first time I had in Dominican, I was the first time I heard about Dominican, I was in Sweden with some friends, and I was thinking about studying there. So one of my friends was like, you know, this good school in the United States, in San Francisco, or in San Rafael to be specific.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, this school is called Dominican and you should, you know, check it out. So I got to apply, and one thing led to another, and I found myself here. So, you know, I got good friends and some of, you know, family here. So, you know,
Then you decided to come here.
Yeah, that's how I decided to come
because
here.
Because of the weather, the studies, everything. Why?
Well, the weather is better in Kenya because it's the sun shines a lot, you know, and I love the sun. Love to get my tan on and all that, you know.
Yeah, I can see your skin.
Yeah, but...
it's not because of the sun, the skin?
Yeah, it's because of the sun. I used to be very bright. I used to be very light, like, you know, like Natalia.
Peace, yeah. Man. Peace, peace. I don't want to be your enemy.
Yeah.
No offense, Daddy.
So you came here from Sweden, and how do you like being here so far?
So far so good, it's great.
So far so good,
so
that's
far
a song.
So good, you know, can't complain.
Too Fast and Furious?
No, so so far so good.
And I was kidding, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I've met a lot of friends, you guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I mean,
you too.
I don't want you to go back, you know? I wish you could stay longer, you know?
Don't speak about that.
Yeah, don't say that.
We have also 1 month. 1 month means like at least 3 more programs, so we don't have to talk about going back home.
Just think about it. No.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I'm going to miss you. Yes.
Don't say.
But next
year,
don't say
you're
going to
miss us.
Yeah, you're going
to. I'm coming to Spain to sound from half pay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to. Oh, okay. Wait.
Back to what we were talking about.
Yema, I know that you said before you want to go to Spain. Why? Have you been there? No.
Say
but you
want to
be there. And
I haven't
say the truth. We know it.
I haven't been
okay, to Spain. Okay, why do you
want
to go to Spain?
I want to go to Murcia.
Murcia, yeah. That's our city.
Very good.
But why?
Why? I want to check out the beaches.
The what?
The beaches. Not the beaches, but the beaches.
Hey,
you know?
We're on radio. We're going to say that. I prefer now say coast because I'm always have problems with that word.
Yeah,
coast.
I want to check out the coast.
Okay, so you're going to our city and you don't want to see us? Oh my gosh.
Of That's course I'm going to see you guys.
First you had to say, I'm going to see you. And then you had to say, I'm going to see the beach.
Yeah.
Beach.
Well, I'm going to see the beach.
On the coast. Okay, coast.
All right.
I'm going to be there for 3 weeks. Right,
that's good.
In the first 2 weeks, I'm gonna be hanging in the coast, the beaches, and you know, checking out what's good in the city.
Check it out.
And the last 1 day, I'm gonna see you guys.
No, not one
only
day.
One day.
We're gonna be the 3 weeks partying.
No. Yeah, man. Thank you for coming. We'll see you maybe there in Cali Regalera or something.
Or
like
in
that.
Another life or something.
Bye. It was nice to meet you.
Alright.
I'm kidding. No. Okay. Let's. Continue with Dominica. Okay, you are here from Kenya, then Sweden, now San Rafael. Why did you choose studying in Dominican and not in San Francisco? Why is San Rafael exactly and not San Francisco?
Why San Rafael? Because the name came up. Dominican name came up, you know, and I had to check it out. That's why I'm here.
And because something about the scholarship?
Yeah, it's also something about the scholarship also.
So Dominican gave you, they gave you a scholarship for
Dominican?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm not, you know, I can't.
Okay, there is no reason. You just listen about Dominican and you say, okay, I go there. I only want to go out.
I think they did. They did.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Right now.
It's just.
Okay. I want you to tell me now some difference between Kenya and here, and in America, USA.
Some difference between Kenya and USA.
United States, yeah.
Well, one thing you gotta know is Kenya is so much hyped up. Kenya has a good vibe, you know? Like, guys are so much welcoming, and guys love visitors and all that. And Kenya, it's like a hot tourist spot. So if you want to check out, like, you know, some wildlife, if you want to go to a safari, if you want to check out, you know, some hot, like, coast and beaches, there's a lot that Kenya's offer. Kenya has a lot of resources, and I'm not, you know, saying that the United States doesn't have resources, but Kenya is so much, like, you know, you just look so much forward to another day because guys are so hyped up and they have a nice vibe around them, you know?
I want to go there. I want to be in, I want to do one safari.
Safari, yeah, me yeah. too.
I want to go there yeah. through the savannah.
Yeah.
And with the lions.
Yeah, exactly.
But like, not very close.
Before I came, I went to a one-day safari. And it was really awesome. I was in the jungle for like, what, 5 hours?
Oh, my God.
You know, just with the lions, elephants, giraffes. And like,
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it was very beautiful.
But it has to be also scary. You're there with the lions, jaguars,
elephants. It's scary, especially, you know, I was pressed by the call of nature. And I had to step out of the car. And I was so scared.
You stay in the car?
I had to step out of the car to the call of
but
nature.
But if you're scared, you always can sing the Jamaica, Jamaica.
Or Hakuna Matata or something like that.
Yeah, you can call
you know that, Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know.
So, Gemma, we are talking about United States, differences, but what is the thing that you like the most here in the United States?
What is the one thing I like the most?
Yeah, or maybe not United States, California or San Francisco or San Rafael.
I think the United States, California to be specific, has a good history or a rich history. Like, I went downtown to this church.
Yeah.
It was built by the Spanish, I think. The Spanish, I think were the first settlers
in
California.
Yeah, they have a lot of Spanish things here. Yeah.
Exactly. So it has a rich history. You know, I love the Spanish history and all that. And I think there's some nice people around, too. And California weather is also awesome. It's not so bad.
Yes. I want to know something. What is the thing that you miss the most? From Kenya
or Jamaica?
I miss food. I miss Kenyan food, which is so natural and so rich in nutrients.
And soccer?
And soccer, man.
Yeah, I mean, even I miss soccer. Yeah. I didn't know if I want to say this before.
We have to say that Gemma came here with a Manchester United jersey.
Oh, yeah.
With the 85, the number 85.
Manchester is the thing, man. You know, that's the greatest club in the whole world.
Yeah.
And then Real Madrid comes second.
Yeah. Get a lick of this loving. Yeah, I like it loud. And I'll make you shout. Give you that black eyed peas. You know that boom boom. If you wanna get with me, there's some things you gotta know. So you said you have been in Europe, in Sweden, but have you been in other places in Europe?
Yes, I have. I have been to Denmark.
Oh, Denmark.
Yeah, I've been to Norway. Mm-hmm. I've been to London.
Oh, that's
wow,
good.
So you have seen a lot of Europe. Do you like London? What do you think about that?
I think I love Denmark most.
Really? I've never been in Denmark.
Denmark
I've been in London.
Denmark is so awesome. It's so freaking awesome.
Really? Yeah. I really want to go there. But London? Well, first I have to go to Denmark and then I have to compare. Because London for me is awesome. I don't know, a lot of different people sharing. I don't know, you are walking through London and it's like so cosmopolitan, but it's like, oh, awesome. I don't have words. It's like everybody loves Paris, and Paris for me, I love it. But it's like more serious. London is more for young people, and you can have there a lot of things. music, you can have concerts, also dance. I don't know.
See,
what do you like of Denmark?
Denmark? I have a lot of friends in Denmark. And the food also there is very great. Like, they have a lot of great food there. They have a lot of history. I went to a castle, like a 2,000 years old castle.
Wow.
And, you know, it's very... I got to meet the queen also. You know, they have like a royalty. And they have a prime minister.
Did you say you met the queen?
I met the queen, yeah. I met the queen, Danish queen.
Personally?
Right, I just went to the castle. Okay. There's a meet and greet. You can just go there and, you know, say hi to the queen.
Oh.
And, you know, Denmark has a lot to offer. It's one of the richest countries in the whole world, you know. They got... Everything is just so straight, you know. They have... infrastructure is so beautiful. Everything is just so working out perfectly.
Great, 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 great. So, for example, Yema, tell us about one day in your life.
About one day in my life?
Yeah. Like,
what do you do
one day,
here, one
usually,
day.
Usually, during the week? Yeah.
During the week.
For example, on Tuesday.
On Tuesday. All right. Tuesday was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All the day.
Well, I wake up at around 8 o'clock mm-hmm. in the morning. And then I prepare myself and then I go to class. I got...
Which class?
Graphic and art class, which is like 3.5 hours.
And oh, man. So long.
And then 12:40, I go to lunch.
Do you have nice partners there?
Yeah, I do. I got Natalia.
Who,
I have Lina. I have a lot of nice partners there.
Okay, and after that what?
After that lunch, I go to history class, which is like about 1.5 hours. And then
okay, I have a question. History of what? American history?
No, history of
history
the human.
History war?
The way the universe came to be. The Big
really?
Bang, yeah, history of the Big Bang, the way the universe was
from
created.
From the Big Bang from until now?
Until right now, yes, oh. Until civilization.
That's a lot.
Yeah,
it was
a
Big
lot,
Bang,
man.
Then America was founded, and then America, or a real history of the world.
The Big Bang, and then stars were created, and then
what
after
about
the stars.
The apple? You don't talk about the apple. What is the name of the boy and the girl?
The boy
what?
And the girl. Yeah. Oh, Adam and Eve.
Yeah, you don't talk about that.
No, we really don't talk
this
about
it. Catholic university.
Seems like they came after the Big Bang. You know?
Oh, after. Okay.
Yeah.
Financial crisis cost Berlusconi his job.
Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi pledged to step down after Parliament approves austerity measures.
Militias rooted in Afghanistan.
Between 60 and 70 insurgents were killed after they attacked bases used by NATO.
Quake in Turkey collapsed buildings.
At least 20 buildings, including a hotel, collapsed in the city of Van. In eastern Turkey of Wednesday evening.
Dow drops 389 points on Italian bond fears.
Stocks suffered their biggest one-day decline since mid-September.
Iran tries to frame nuclear report as United States bullying.
Professing outrage over the release of the United States report on Iranian nuclear ambitions.
What about us?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
Hey, the sugar baby. saw you twice at the pop show. You taste just like glitter mixed with rock and roll.
I like you a lot, lot. Think you're really hot, hot.
Know you think you're special when we dance real crazy. Glamophonic, electronic, disco, baby.
Yama, I want to know something. You know, here we have some clubs for students. Are you in some club like the, I don't know, Harry Potter club or BSU club or something like that?
Well, I think I've gone to one meeting of the BSU club, but I'm not involved in any other club.
Why?
Well, it's because, you know, this first year has been, or the first semester has been very hectic for me. I was been trying to settle in and all that, you know, so I had to have my priorities straight first and then, you know, think about other things later. So that's what has been happening.
Yeah, but for example, you were Friday night, it was a BSU cultural explosion and you were there.
Yes, I was there indeed.
What did you do?
I performed. I had a rap performance.
What do you think about the rap performance of Yema? Hector?
I'm going to be honest. It's not that you're here, but I think your performance was one of the best performances.
Right?
And, yeah, and I have to say that I have the videos here.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, man.
So
thank
maybe
you.
Later you can see the videos on YouTube and Facebook. So be aware.
All right. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, I know.
I really like you because you were really... You were interactuation allowed with the public, and I like it when you started saying, "Please say you." When you were saying like, "If I say, I don't know, I don't
hands
remember."
Hands up and hands down.
Yeah,
yeah.
Hands up.
Say and that. Hands. Say that.
Mikono means hands.
Yeah.
And then Jew means up, and then Chini means down. So if I say Mikono Jew, that means hands up. Mikono. If I say Mikono Chini, that means hands down. So I just kept repeating that chorus for the public, for the audience to, you know, interact with me.
Okay, we didn't have this, we didn't thought this before, but can I ask you if you can sing now?
If I can sing now?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, I can sing now.
Wait. I'm going to put the music out. All yours.
You want me to sing in English or Swahili?
Swahili.
Swahili?
Yeah.
All right. Nanyora wango nikikashif mavudu waliokataa kuni abudu wanapokea makumbo kwa mkundu cheki kizee mini ule mse piga magofi kula kofi usiniripoti kwa polisi kamisi ulingengi ukasleki bele mafisi.
Okay.
Sound like that.
Yeah.
I can do your bass.
And now I have a little bit. You can sing a little bit in English. For yeah. me to understand you?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Yo, I'm pissing on my haters and I'm blessing them at the same time. Now that's a dope line. Now they all on their knees and they all smiles. Oh yeah, and they want more. Hey yo, so I've seen you like a lot and you're always serious. Can you smile for me? Can you wait for me? I'm almost done representing. And today I feel so strong. You wanna see how? Pass me the dumbbells, baby. I wanna look strong and all for you.
Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
Yeah, yeah, very good. Make the next. Trying
to creep a little sneak peek. And that was Yema.
Yeah, and then Katy Perry.
Yeah, they are friends.
I think Yema is better. Sorry.
They are different.
But
Yema, you should do it more. Why don't you go to the Perceptions to do this? You wanted to surprise us there.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, you did.
Like I said, I just been trying so much to settle in fast, you know, and then the rest of the stuff is going to follow next. So every Thursday, I'm going to be at the band session,
but
I think.
But at the end of your song, last Friday, you had to say, Yomiaka. You didn't say that.
Yeah, I didn't say that. My bad. You know, it's next time, right?
That's classic.
Next time, okay. No, but it was very funny and it was cool. I like it.
Thank you.
What? We have more things on the BSU explosion boom, like yeah. I say the other Friday night.
BSU
for example,
explosion.
Yeah, a lot of explosions, music and dancers. Like for example, we had the twins,
yeah.
And
dancing.
They were dancing like a classic and even I would say, like, contemporary song. It was great. I didn't know they were dancers.
Me either. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That How did you like that, Hector?
I like it. It was very, very good. I have to say that I like more singing than dancing, but it was funny too. So I had a great time. Friday night. Friday night.
And Yama, did you see the twins dancing?
Yeah, I saw them dancing. They were really good.
Yeah, it was like, oh my gosh, they're great.
Well, you know, I never knew they were dancers, you know, and I never knew they were twins in the first place.
Wait, so you didn't know they were twins?
I didn't know they were twins. What? I didn't want to assume, you know, they look alike.
Yama. They are the same person, but with a different body. Different body, the
but
same
not
face.
Not very different, the body.
Not, yeah.
I mean, they are two persons, different yeah. person.
But I think most of the time people assume.
Yeah,
you were
thinking, I see that girl everywhere where I go.
No, I was thinking, they could be friends. You know? Friends that look alike.
I know. And for example, Mike, he was singing also. Singing and then he was playing piano. I didn't know he was playing piano, but actually almost everybody here plays piano. Do you play some instrument, Yama?
I used to play. What's the name of the instrument? The
ukulele.
The flute.
Flute. Yeah, me too.
I used to play in the primary school.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hector?
For me, it was more than primary school.
And high school.
I'm not a professional.
I used to play it in high school, but no more.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, then I used to play the flute also.
So in the BSU explosion, we had dancers, we had singers, we had poetry, we had...
Yeah, that poetry was awesome. Did you listen to the girl? I don't remember the name now.
The stand-up open mic? The guy, Deidre.
Yes.
Deidre. She was really good.
Oh my gosh, she was crazy. I mean, the things that she was saying and the way she was talking, it was like, oh my gosh, she's great.
She's great. And yeah, she's been doing it for a while now. I mean, she's one of the people best. She's one of the best people in California. So she must be good, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know about her before. I was surprised, but good surprise.
Yeah, me too. She was really professional.
And at the end of the BSU, we had the cultural, the hip-hop singers.
Yeah.
What was the name of the...
Team Backpack.
Team Backpack.
Yeah.
What do you think about them? Did you like them?
Yeah, I really love them. They were so dope.
But they weren't from Dominican.
Yeah, they were special guests. So, I mean...
They are from San Francisco, I think.
Yeah, they're from the Bay Area.
Yeah.
I really liked them. It was like, we are going to have a hip-hop team here. That's awesome. And I was a little bit confused because I was on Friday night with the... I was working with the sound. And when I saw all the boards and everything there, like, they had the... disco, the CDs and the table for making the mix and everything. It was like, do they need me or can I go home? And no, I was there like, okay, I'm playing with the mic and the music.
Yeah.
I felt something like a DJ.
But that dude did great.
It was really funny. It was really funny. They were singing, they were doing some improv also.
Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah, they were, I think.
Yeah, they were. Why don't you go there with them? You had to go up and sing with them.
Yeah, I thought about it, but I was like, you know, it's their show. I mean, I've already done my own part. Yeah. So I was like, you know, let the fellas enjoy themselves because they're special guests. So I didn't want to, you know.
Okay, so I have to make a little break. I have to remind the people that we are here in What About Us with DJ Nat, DJ Willy, and our special guest, Gemma. And this is radio.dominican.edu.
What about us?
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. We'll be right back.
are still here with Gemma, our special guest, and we have to remind you again that we are in What About Us with DJ Nat and DJ Willy, and this is, what is this, Natalia?
Radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, very good. So we are going to continue talking about...
our weekend.
Yeah, our weekend. So the BSU explosion was on Friday, and now we're going to talk about Saturday. No, I don't want to hear that song.
Friday.
Now we're going to talk about our Saturday. This Saturday, we were with Danny, Nat, and me. We were...
But you had to say who's Danny.
Who's Danny, the other guest, but he's not here right now. So we were in the Pier 39. What happened there? It happened something special, Natalia.
Oh my gosh.
What happened, Natalia?
It happened that... Hector, do you know who's Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson? I don't know. I don't know him.
Yemma, do you know who's Michael Jackson?
Who is Michael Jackson, Yemma? Do you know?
He's so fine. He's one of the best people around. Come on.
Who?
What?
Who?
What?
I don't know who's him.
You're talking about the popster?
Tell me something about Michael.
Michael is the king of pop.
And you know
what happened last Saturday?
Yeah, I think I pretty much know what you're talking about. I saw Facebook.
Oh, that's good.
Wait.
Tell us what
happened. Okay, so Michael is like one of my heroes. I start learning how to dance thanks to him. I know how to do the moonwalk. I'm always dancing that.
Is something like your god, Michael Jackson?
Kind of. Yeah, oh. For music, I could say that. And Madonna, they are like together. They could be a marriage.
God and virgin, like a virgin. Madonna song.
Yeah, she could be Maria.
Yeah, the virgin.
Okay, stupid Spanish jokes. Yeah. Doesn't matter. But I was there with Hector, with Danny. We were walking through nowhere, but everywhere. And suddenly, I see Saltar machine. I think you know what's that. You put $1 and they tell you, ah, good luck in your life. Something like that. So I went there into the shop, Antiquis. Now I love this shop. And I saw one poster. You know, one poster about Bad. What do you think about Bad? Michael Jackson's.
About Bad?
Yeah, the song.
The song? I think it's pretty much... I mean, I love Michael Jackson, hits, all of them, you know? So I got nothing negative to say about his songs.
So, like me, I saw the poster, I didn't know that shop, it was so expensive, and I was running to see the price because I want to buy it.
Yeah.
And what happened? That the price, it wasn't cheap. Say one price.
One price, like in dollars or in...
Dollars.
In dollars?
Yeah.
I don't know how much. I mean...
One like, say something.
You want me to pick up a price?
Yeah.
Like $20, $10.
What?
More.
More?
Okay, it like was sang for Michael Jackson.
$100?
More.
$200?
More.
$500?
Much more.
$1,000?
No. Do you want me to tell you?
Tell me.
$2,700. One poster of Michael Jackson, but with a sign. So,
holy crap.
The salesman was talking with Hector and Danny, and we were there. Hee hee, haha. Okay, he was talking with me, and he said, "What do you want?" I said, "That poster, but it's like 2,800. I cannot buy." And he said, "Okay, 50% off." And I said, "Man, I'm studying here. I'm from Spain, and I need to go back home."
Yeah.
And he was like, "Okay." I actually say to him, "I give you $10."
You did?
I need to try. I needed to try. So he told me, okay, let's do one thing. Follow me. And we were following him. And he was suddenly, he took one jacket. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh my gosh, no. He's looking for one jacket.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's jacket.
Yeah.
And he had the Michael Jackson jacket in his hands. I was like, with my smile go around my head. I was freaking out. And then he told me, you can try it. I was like, no. Yes. No, man. Yes. No. So I tried it. I wore Michael Jackson jacket on Saturday.
And then you gave him the $10 that you had?
Oh, my gosh. I wanted
just for free.
For free.
You wore it for free?
Yeah.
That is freaking awesome.
I know. I wanted to run away with the jacket. And the people in the show was looking at me like, oh, man, she's really lucky. But is this the authentic? yes, this is a real man. He told me that Michael designed the jacket, yeah, and he wore it in some concert.
Yeah,
I was like, oh man.
Yeah, I've seen him with that jacket in some concerts.
I know.
The typical red jacket.
The typical
red, my gosh.
So
do you
awesome.
Know, I'm talking to you and my face is going around again.
No, like, man.
I look like the Joker, but good. It was awesome. To me, it was a great experience. I don't know how much was it. I didn't ask him how much was the jacket. How did he get it? Because how can you have that? I didn't ask him anything because I was with empty mind. I didn't remember even some step of Michael Jackson. I was there only with the jacket, like, I'm the happiest person in the world now.
If the poster was 2,000, that means the jacket would have been like,
of
what,
$10,000?
Right? Like
right?
Yeah, I think so.
The metal statue of Michael Jackson, it was like 17. So imagine how much could be the jacket.
17,000.
17,000, the metal statue of Michael.
Oh,
so imagine,
man,
the jacket. Oh,
the
my
jacket,
gosh.
The jacket would have been
awesome.
Well, it's good. I mean, still, you know, you had to have a nice experience.
I told him, now I can go back to Spain. And to me, it's okay. If I have to go back now, it's okay.
If
I can die,
yeah,
now I can do it. I have to die, now is the moment. With the jacket.
I'm happy for you.
I want to know, for example, Yema, have you been ever in a football game? Football, like American football.
Not soccer.
Like
American
you say
football?
Handball. Like we say handball.
No,
because they play with hands.
I call that handball. That's not football.
Have you been there? Have you seen something?
Hell no, I haven't been there yet.
Hector?
Yeah, I was there this Sunday.
So talk about your experience. Where have you been?
Well, yeah. First, I have to say it wasn't the 49ers game. It was the Oakland Raiders game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I was in Oakland.
Oh, no.
With my friend.
You're crazy.
Why?
Because Oakland is dangerous.
Why?
Dangerous. I'm sorry, I had to say it.
So I was in Oakland watching the game and the ambient wasn't the best, I have
Why?
To say. Dangerous people, weird people. So it wasn't the best. But the game was very good, and I don't know, but they lost. I had to say that, they lost.
Did you see some fight?
Yeah, I saw one fight just in front of me.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was in the 10th row, and the fight was like...
10th row?
Yeah.
You were really lucky.
Very close to the field.
I know.
And the fight were like... in the 7th row.
Were the fans fighting?
Guys fighting, and then the
fans
police...
from different teams, or?
No, from the same team.
From the same team?
Yeah, and the police
did they slap together?
Yeah.
No, they kicked them. Slap? Like
a slap. No, not the slap. fight with the hands and, you know.
Okay, punch each other.
Yeah, punching. And then the police came and... How do you call the...
Handcuffs.
Yeah. So, out. And the game continued. Well, the game.
Yeah, they're not gonna stop only for that.
Yeah, they didn't stop the game, so it was like, but people.
So they were arrested.
That was bad, man.
People were so crazy.
That's awesome. Do you have videos?
Yeah, I have it.
You have the video of that? Did you take the video?
No, of the fight. No, I didn't do the video because.
Oh man, that's the first step.
Yeah, I was asking about the fight. What
the matter? Was in front of me. I couldn't do the video.
The game doesn't matter. The interesting thing was the fight.
Yeah, that's true. A few of my friends from Denmark and the United States came to Kenya, and I took them to a soccer match, and then a fight broke out. So they enjoyed the fight more than the soccer game, you know? So that is what they went home with.
Yeah, I know.
Of course. But you're in Oakland, you're seeing one fight, and you don't record it?
I like the sport, not the fight. If I want to see the fight, I will see Pacquiao against Marquez.
Nah,
okay.
Say that.
Yeah. You were really scary, and you only were looking at the floor like, I don't want to be here. Please don't look at me. Don't punch my face.
No, but there were
some
people like not very looking, not very kind when you look at them. So
yeah.
I was like, okay, don't worry.
You know,
I'm not dangerous.
You know what I like of the Raiders? Wow. Oakland. Everybody told me that they were dangerous. I didn't know how much. But this Saturday we were in Pier 39 and we were in a sports shop. And I could see the shirts, I could see the logo of the Raiders, and I could see also some hats for the team. It was like, oh my gosh, they are crazy. Because they have a mohawk. Yeah, a mohawk.
Yeah.
They have the school. No, what's this? What the logo? What's the logo? Like pirate? Can
you? Yeah, it's like a pirate or something.
They are ready for kill you on the game. So imagine how it has to be the city.
And then they lost.
I think.
Do they kill each other? No. To somebody?
No.
Some of these fans are just seen too much into it. You know, they are very, they are fanatics and all that.
Yeah. So. Okay. And only because we only have like 8 more minutes, we remember you that we are in What About Us with DJ Will and DJ Nat in
Radio.Dominican.edu.
But what did you do on Monday evening?
Monday evening? What?
Monday? Did you travel to somewhere?
Oh, yeah, I was in Stanford.
Stanford?
Yeah.
And what do you think about Stanford?
It's huge. I have to say something like in Spanish. I love huge things. And don't look at me
that
weird.
That's what she said.
Yeah. And Stanford was huge. Yeah. Bigger than here.
I have to say here, and I'm going to be mean with Dominican. I'm so sorry, but I have to see, to be objective. And I'm from Spain, seeing the American culture. And now I know now what is a real school. Because somebody told me that Dominican was more like high school. I didn't know what they mean, because for me Dominican is a good school now. But then I saw Stanford.
Have and you ever been to Stanford, Gemma?
No, not yet.
No?
Oh God. No. If you go there, you don't want to go back.
Yeah, you should.
That's
go.
Huge. Huge. Yeah. You know, they have one shopping center only for them. They have a petrol station.
In the school?
Gas station.
Yeah. You said the school?
Into the school.
Oh, they have a hospital.
They have big. A hospital. They have like 7, 8, maybe 10 buildings only for students. The residents are buildings, huge buildings. And they have hundred miles of garden. That was awesome. Since the front door to the first building, you can walk like 30 minutes. That's awesome. And everything is a garden, a huge garden. I have to say something. Squirrels there are black.
And I have to say something else. You need a bike if you want to be there.
Yeah, everybody have a bike. Yeah, because it's really huge.
See, that's one thing I love about Dominican. You don't have to have a bike. You know, you can go to class. It's very convenient, you know.
Yeah, but there is not 70% only girls. There is a lot of people. There is a lot of guys. Boys.
There's a lot of boys there?
Yeah.
And girls too.
Yes, I'm a girl. I was looking at them. What? Somebody has a problem?
Yeah.
And after what, Hector?
And after we went to Facebook.
Woohoo!
We went to Facebook offices, not
but
Facebook.
Yeah, we have to say that. Yesterday I said to somebody, hey, yesterday
Facebook
I was
offices?
In Facebook. Yeah, ma, yesterday I said to some friend, hey, yesterday I was in Facebook, and she told me, yes, I saw you. Oh, man, no, I was in the building.
Yeah,
I was in the office.
Oh.
I was talking with Mark Zuckerberg.
You were?
No,
I'm kidding.
Don't be that excited.
Well, but we can keep dreaming, maybe one day it'll come true.
I know, but you believe it. No, we were in the office, and we met to the reception guy. We met the two reception guys, mm-hmm. and we were taking pictures into the building. Yeah. We couldn't go exactly to the office. You know, people is working. Well, actually they are not working. What are they doing, Hector?
They are on Facebook all the time.
Yeah. You see, you're going to see how are they working, and they are all in Facebook. This is not serious.
They're on Facebook, everybody?
Yeah.
I mean, that's their company, so they gotta
be on Facebook.
They're
supposed to be working, not on Facebook.
Oh, man. Always they say, my teacher say, don't be on Facebook, don't be on Facebook. Do you go there? They are all on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you know what? They don't have Macs. They use Dells.
They use PCs.
Yeah, that's what's weird. I thought they were friends of Mac or something like that.
Maybe. Who knows?
I know now.
Yeah.
What did you like the most of there?
everything.
Why?
Because I don't know. I would like to work there. I think so. This is a huge company. And
yeah, people was like 30. We could see maybe 5-10 people.
They were
40 or maybe 50, but all the people was like 30.
Yeah, they were young, so it's a good ambient, a good job. I don't know.
And you can talk with your friends being at the same time you are working.
Yes, because you are on Facebook.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I like it? Because they have on the window, they have a lot of post-it, and you can see Mario Bros. The post-it, you know what's that?
Nah.
Post-it.
The little papers that you write some notes and then you paste it on the wall.
Oh, all right, yeah.
They had a lot of these with different colors, and you could see Mario Bros. The game. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Really freak.
Yeah, really.
And I think
like you guys had fun.
Yeah.
A lot.
Man, I've been busting my ass, Daddy. And you guys are just all over.
Hey, I was studying, but I had a hole in my schedule, so I could do.
You made a break.
Oh, that was crazy. Transport. Yeah. How many hours did we spend?
We had to take first the
bus.
Bus from here to San Francisco. Then the
BART,
and then the Caltrain.
Caltrain. And then again, like.
How far is this place again?
More than. It was in total from here to there, like 2 hours.
Maybe.
Because from here to San Francisco, it's always like 1 hour. And then it's another hour for going from San Francisco to there. And
I think that's it for today. So thank you, Yema, for coming here.
Thank you for inviting me here.
You had to go back. Yeah. Before we go back to Spain.
So now we leave you with Dr. J and Funk It Up from 5 to 6. And I think that's it.
Okay, happier. We are DJ William Dina. This is What About Us. Thank you for coming. We'll see you next week in radio.dominicando.edu. And don't forget us.
Yeah.
And our next guest. Who's him? Her? We don't know yet.
Bye.
Stay. Bye.
Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, but well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Shorty, you a dime, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
System thumping, party jumping, shorty, she's a perfect team. She rock her hips, roll her hips.
We gotta rock and roll. Yeah, the light.